That was, remember what we tried to emphasize tonight, the law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the kingdom of heaven is preached. It's a different order of things afterward, after Christ. Yes, they gave patriarchal blessings. They were moved by the Spirit of God to pronounce blessings upon those sons. We don't deny that. But where do we find it in the New Testament order? Where do we find it in the Nephite church at all, in any respect? That's right. They were simply fathers. It's not an ordained office in the church. That's right. We want the order of the church as Christ and His apostles established it. That's what we're interested in. I am, anyway. Yes, sir. He permitted him to just do many things after the order of his own feelings. And of course, he was influenced greatly by those around him. He listened too much to the counsel of others rather than to rely entirely upon the Lord.
Any other questions? And thank you for the questions. And I ask that you might take these things with you this evening, that you might ponder them in your hearts, and that you might remember the words of Moroni. And I'd just like to read in the 10th chapter of Moroni, starting with the fourth verse. And when he is telling them that after they've received these things, and when you have received these things, I would exhort you that you would ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true. And if you ask with a sincere heart and with real intent, having faith in Christ, He will manifest the truth unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by power of the Holy Ghost, you may know the truth of all things. And whatsoever thing is good, is just and true, wherefore nothing that is good denieth the Christ, but acknowledge that He is. And you may know that He is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore I would exhort you that you deny not the power of God, for He worketh by power, according to the faith of the children of men, the same today and tomorrow and forever. We'd also like to thank you again for coming and to invite you to our worship services of the week. We have each Sunday here at 9:45 a Sunday school class for our children and adults. At 11 o'clock is our preaching service. And at 6:30 p.m. we have a Book of Mormon class. We also have a prayer service at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. We'd especially like to invite you to our service tomorrow. After our preaching service, we will have a dinner here at the church, and everybody is welcome. And we hope that you come worship with us and fellowship with us after the dinner. Excuse me. We'd like to close this evening with the singing of hymn number 368, please.